Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A deep dish disaster. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
In Italy, they discovered long ago that to make the perfect Italian pie, you must start with the perfect recipe. Italian sausage, pepperoni, cheddar and mozzarella cheeses. As they bake, the meats and cheeses blend to create a taste unlike any you've experienced at Pizza Hut. We call that recipe Priazzo Roma Italian Pie. Discover it for yourself.
It was the summer of 1985, and Pizza Hut wanted to revolutionize pizza making. And it did, for a time, with one of the strangest fast food pizza hybrids ever to come across a consumer's plate. It came in the form of the Priazzo pizza. It is Pizza Hut's forgotten Frankenstein, and for a moment, it dominated the fast food market. Grab a fountain Pepsi and let's talk about the Priazzo, the strange step-sibling of the classic personal pan pizza and the forefather of the iconic, at least in my mind, stuffed crust pizza. Like I said, Pizza Hut rolled out its new menu in 1985, and the Priazzo was front and center. In Oklahoma City, the first customers to sample the Priazzo got to listen to Italian opera and were told that the invention was inspired by food served to nobility in ancient Rome. In Council Grove, Kansas, Pizza Hut gave away a 10-speed bicycle to commemorate the new dish. I'm not sure what that has to do with pizza or Rome, but here we are. 2 layers of dough, pepperoni, mushroom, onions, spinach, ham, bacon, tomatoes, and 1 full pound of cheese. Pizza Hut called it a pie, but critics experienced it more like a large, soggy, quiche-like lasagna. PepsiCo, which owned Pizza Hut, hoped this new strain of heavily cheesy, doughy madness would boost revenue by at least 10%. Hopeful, excited, serving massive pies all over the U.S. But let's rewind a little. The Priazzo, which spent 2 years in development, was a follow-up to the highly successful 1983 rollout of Pizza Hut's personal pan pizza. The personal pan was made to appeal to customers who wanted a quick, manageable, single portion of pizza during their lunch break, and people really responded to the idea. The personal pan boosted Pizza Hut's lunch revenue by an unheard of 70%. With the Priazzo, however, Pizza Hut went just the completely opposite direction for no apparent reason, supersizing their already generous dinner options and limiting the giant pizza's availability to after 4 p.m. on weekdays and all day on weekends. The word Priazzo itself means nothing, not in Italian or in English. In my research, the origin of the word Priazzo is actually disputed. Some say it was the invention of Charles Brimer, a marketing consultant who had also named the Pontiac Fiero. Time magazine says it wasn't the brainchild of a person per se, but of a computer program from a marketing company called Interbrand that told a computer to generate names starting with a P and containing 2 Z's. As a point of reference, this computer is also credited to have named Enron. There were 3 varieties of Priazzo. The Roma, which had a mix of onions, mushrooms, meat, pepperoni, Italian sausage, and pork, along with mozzarella, and a heaping amount of cheddar cheese. The Milano had pepperoni, Italian sausage, pork plus beef and bacon, mozzarella, and of course, that cheddar on top. The Florentine had spinach, ham, and 5 different kinds of cheeses, including ricotta, mozzarella, parmesan, romano, and again, they can't seem to stop using cheddar. A 4th pie, the vegetarian Napoli, was added later and also included a lot of cheddar cheese. And there was even a 5th one that nobody asked for, prototyped but never released, called the Portofino, a sausage, pepperoni, and onion variation. All the pies had to be baked in special pans and were stuffed with their respective ingredients, and then baked with a layer of dough, tomato sauce, and cheese on top, resulting in what was at best vaguely like a Chicago-style pizza, and at worst, a mushy mess of low-quality meats and cheddar. A small Priazzo sold for about $8.05, a medium was $10.95, and a large one sold for $13.75. The weirdest part was, again, if we haven't gotten weird enough already, like some higher-end restaurants, if you ordered a Priazzo, they would not accept substitutions. You had to commit to the insane pylons of meats, cheeses, and sometimes veggies. Excess was the entire point of the Priazzo experience. Most Italian homes have a version of their own, says Arthur Gunther, a Pizza Hut president at the time, telling the Chicago Tribune. We looked for those that we felt would have an application in the United States. In Italy, these double-crusted pies are known as pizza rustica, though putting sauce and cheese over the top crust was not inspired by anything at all, except maybe American excess. Let's take a break. After a $15 million marketing campaign and a commercial shot in Italy with music by famed Italian composer Giacomo Puccini, the Priazzo premiered. And it did fairly well for a while, gaining some devoted eaters. One nostalgic customer described it as, quote, a magical bread bowl of tomato sauce, cheese, and meat. In 1986, PepsiCo reported a 12% increase in overall Pizza Hut revenue. Still, this might have been in conjunction with another big Pizza Hut systems revolution, the at-home delivery. In any case, after about a year, the interest in the Priazzo started to taper off, with people finding it to be way too much food and employees finding the pie itself to be large, time-consuming, and unwieldy. The Priazzo had a 40-minute prep time, very long for a fast food restaurant, to be sure, specialized ingredients, special cookware, and would bake in Pizza Hut's new ovens that likely were not powerful enough to cook the pies efficiently. Sounds pretty appetizing. And maybe Pizza Hut wanted to move on to different ideas, like the even newer and now, again, very iconic stuffed crust pizza. A pizza that didn't have to co-opt Italian culture to sell. In fact, Donald Trump and his former wife, Ivana, introduced the stuffed crust to the masses. It's wrong, isn't it? Trump asks Ivana in a commercial. But it feels so right, she replies. The Priazzo disappeared in 1991 and was last mentioned in print by Pizza Hut in 1993. And yet, every couple of years, Priazzo fans still plead with Pizza Hut online to bring back the massive dinner option. And, you know, I'd like to try it. Maybe it's time.
I just want to bring anyone who's Generation X or younger or older back to a time. Go with me on a journey. Mm-hmm. You're at Pizza Hut, dine-in. You got your personal pan pizza.
Just for you.
You got that red cup with fountain soda, Mountain Dew, Pepsi, whatever. You got your tabletop Pac-Man game, mm-hmm. video game.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there were maybe some like red chandelier-y type. It was a very red decor.
Regal.
Very regal. And think about how long ago that was and how old you are now.
No.